A warm welcome back to the Big Small Business Show. If you don't remember, because it's been a while, my name's Alon Reyes, and we've been interviewing Gary Roo. He's the MD of Aerial and Satellite City. And we've been talking about this family business that he's effectively taking to the next level. So we're talking about effectively sales and marketing. And it's so interesting because You've got so many things going on, so many dynamics going on. You've got a father and son dynamic going on. And it sounds from me that there's deep respect for what your father has built thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing that we're dealing with is this, the fact that we've got two markets, and it probably started in one in the DSTV side, and then it's sort of moved into another, and that's sort of becoming bigger and bigger.
Okay.
So now we've got a split focus issue. So the question strategically is, do you kill one and focus on the other? Do you keep two? That's a question to ask. The third is now, as you're evolving now, this new part of the business is creating a kind of overhead that requires constant, the machine to be fed the whole time. So that means for the first time, you've moved from, let's call it your father's age, where it was a handshake, word of mouth, great quality work, you know, known in the community. If you want it done properly, go to Gary, to a different era where it requires, you know, a level of sales and marketing. And to add to that, we're in a digital era as well. And so you're in, it's such a, from my perspective, it's quite exciting because it's got all those dynamics that
you have to unpick
like a knot. So I'm just going to give you just some headlines where to think. So first of all, when you, after you've got an exco, it's quite a telling thing that, you know, and you added and the sales and marketing sort of came in at the end.
That's right.
Which, and it feels like it's quite like a last minute thought, and we've got this guy and it might or might not be working out. And we just got this guy. First of all, I don't want you to self-flagellate in that whenever you move into mm-hmm. that kind of space, we generally make mistakes as we enter trying new things. So you've now going into sales and marketing and you haven't got all the things right and you're in a big, steep learning curve. And I'm glad you're here. And hopefully I can give you some things to think about around that. So you've done the right thing in terms of making the space on the exco. Okay, that's number one, because it means that now that becomes, there's a department, there's a head of department. You might have to be the head of that department
right.
in surrogacy. This individual might report into you. So you have to hold that role. And in Race Corp, for example, sales and marketing report directly to me because they have critical competencies in the business. I've got a head of sales, I've got a head of marketing, but both report directly to me. It's that important. So, I would say, just given what I've heard, you need to step in. And when I say who heads up sales and marketing, you need to say it's
I
me.
I do.
You do. I head it up. Mm-hmm. This guy works there. You head of that department. At some point, you can replace yourself and put somebody in who's better than you and still report to you as MD, but you are now acting as HOD for sales and marketing. The second thing is to get your performance management right. And why I move second to performance management is because if you're going to bring somebody into a role specifically in sales and marketing, if they're not selling, you know, if somebody is not doing something in a different part of the business, they generally are less expensive than the sales and marketing people are generally very expensive people if you've got good people. If they are not performing, then they, it's going to drive you insane. So to me, it's get that performance management structure right. What are your expected targets? What can or can't he or she do in terms of margin, in terms of pricing? How often do you review? What happens if they don't hit that? What's this? You know, if they don't hit it twice, two targets in a row, then what happens? That needs to be thought through up front and get that right. So number two, performance management. Number three is the other side, is the comm structure. If they do get it all right, what's the comm structure? How much money can they make? You try and create a context of a business within a business for this individual. If you do well and you bring in more and more clients, you can build yourself a business within my business. What does that look like? Okay. And then lastly is all the supporting stuff, which is the sales collateral, the websites, the social media around to build a brand, which you'll put around that. I would start in your position on the sales side before the marketing side, but you're certainly going to have a website. So the first place is going to have that website that is feels modern. If I'm now, you're starting to get out there, somebody's going to, today, no one, I will not go, you know, if I get solicited by somebody, I'm going to, while they're talking to me, I'm going to click on their website and see who they are.
Correct.
If it looks like
Correct.
It's a fuddy-duddy website, I interpret them as fuddy-duddy and I'm not going to deal with them. So, Exco, performance management, comm structure, and then sales collateral to
build around,
that. That's all we've got time for, Gary. I hope that gave you some sort of structure
Definitely.
To think about. And, yeah, good luck out there and carry on hopefully another 20, how many years?
30 years.
30 years, another 30 years with you. That's it for this section. We'll be right back straight after this.